Blog Talk Radio.
Hey baby girl, what's up? What you need? Come on man, you already know I got you. You ain't gotta be my girl, I'm a trip.
Show me how you want to hold me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me.
Y'all know what time it is, it's your girl, Diva SBG, who I now love, Mommy's Mom, Monday. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. It is January the 20th, 2014. Big shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you for this day, Martin Luther King Jr. And of course, your birthday was on the 16th, but they're showing love that it's been a reserve holiday. So big shout out to Martin Luther King and everything that you have said for. We're going to be talking about that today. Of course, we're going to have our special special guest co-host live in the building, Linnea. Linnea is going to be in the building with us today, and we're going to be topping it up on this hot topic, movie. And I know y'all like, but why would we do this movie? I just think this is something that we need to talk about. We're going to laugh at it out of ourselves today. We're going to talk about the seriousness of school teams. We're going to be talking about how to be a more happy, a more healthier mom on today. So, guys, without further ado, I'm going to bring my special co-host live in the building with us. Linnea is live in the building with us. Linnea, hey, queen.
Hey, how you doing, Ebony?
I'm doing great.
Oh, this is so awesome. I'm so excited to hear about the mood swings today. This is going to be so awesome.
Linnea, your baby is 7 months old now, so I'm pretty sure you have had lots of movies and stories that you can share with us on today. Just as well, my baby is only 6 weeks old, so we're going to be sharing on that about movies as well. We're going to share about movies on a professional level and on a personal level. You guys, make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, you can jump in our chat room and share some of your stories or share some funny comments or comment on what we're talking about in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ jump in our chat room and give us feedback. We're going to get into a hot song right now. That's the song that you're hearing in the back. It's by Elder Barr Jr., and he made this hot track called Jordy Artie Okay. And when we come back, Linnea is going to go in hard on these mood swings. It's your girl, Diva SBG. You're now tuning in live to Deep Spot Radio. Let's go.
Hey baby girl, what's up? What you need? Come on man, you already know I got you. You ain't gotta be my girl, I'm a trip.
Show me how you want to hold me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me. Are you okay? Show me how you want me.
No, you're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. You girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, just painted streets that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that. But when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Bye.
Whatever you need. Shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you,
you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
the way you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. Shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a
I know men taxing your life cause they just write you out. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye. And not your inner beauty, don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match. A call and call for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't trippin'. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'm gonna always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, and show these fools up to who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah, and I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty? Are you okay? Are you okay, shorty? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Shorty, are you okay? Big shout out to Elder Bar Jr. for that hashtag right there. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Elder Bar Jr. and also hit him up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Elder Bar Jr. We get live in this thing. Diva Ebony B, broadcasting live out here from University Place, Washington. I got my special guest co-host live in the building, Linnea. We get in on these mood swings. Linnea, I'm going to throw it over to you. You are the guest. So, of course, we want to start with you first about mood swings.
Oh, man, mood swings, I can tell you. But anyways, my mood swings, just recently, most recent one I just had, see, I haven't had, like, a menstrual cycle for, like, a year and 4 months. So I have nothing, no nothing. So I'm happy as a butterfly flying in the air. And so, you know, I'm just happy throughout the year, throughout my school year. And I forgot all about a period. I forgot all about it. It's like it just left my mind until last month. I'm feeling a little sensitive. I'm feeling like, oh, my gosh, what is going on with me? I'm feeling irritable. I don't want to talk to nobody. I want to talk to people. I don't want to be around people. I do. I'm missing people. My emotions are going up and down, and I do not know what's going on. And so I get into the bathroom, and it's right there just saying hello to me. Hi, I'm back.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi.
I didn't leave.
Hello. Remember me? Yes, this is why you are feeling the way you're feeling. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then last week, once again, I'm like, why am I feeling irritable? I forgot that I ever had a period. You know, I'm just getting used to it. I'm getting used to it once again. And all of a sudden, last week, I'm like, what is going on with me? Everybody's talking to me, and I'm like, why are they saying it like that? I'm getting a little sad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just want to work out. I just want to do my hair. And I'm talking to my husband, like, babe, do you think they're mad at me right now? And then I'm like, I don't want to be around my husband. I'm like, oh, my goodness, just don't talk to me right now. And once again, she says, hello, I'm right here. I'm right here waiting for you. And so I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, oh, I
have
been
so frustrated. Have you ever been so frustrated and received a mood swing that you just want to choke somebody out? Like, you've seen yourself choking them out. Like, just the mood swing.
Me?
I mean,
oh,
I
man.
Know how you feel. I mean, mood swings can be very, very dangerous. And after having a baby, and I think a lot of people don't understand this, even mothers, we don't get this, that we are very, very sensitive after we have our children. And now that was because when I had my son, I left 10 years ago, I didn't have a support system to the hospital or to the nurses while I was pregnant. When I have my daughter now, they even give you, they kind of raise to you, they actually want to receive, like, maternity support services. That's what they call it. Ladies, if you're pregnant and you're about to have a baby, you want to get your doctor or your clinic, I would suggest people get a midwife. I think it's better. But they have a thing that your insurance covers, whether you have state insurance or private insurance, it's called maternity support services. And they're basically there. They're women that's there to support you throughout your pregnancy. They'll come to your house, speak to you, you have the questions, you can talk about any emotional issues. And even after you have your baby, you can get your insurance to cover for someone to come up in your house up to 3 months to help you with the baby. Because, of course, we know everybody is not fortunate enough to, the parents still stay together after they have the baby. Everybody is not fortunate enough at the end of the pregnancy to still be with the child's father. So you're going to need some help after you have that baby. But your insurance covers for you to have a home health aide come in your home 3 months after your baby is born. So back to maternity support services. After I had my first doctor's visit, before I switched over to a midwife, they asked me if I wanted it. I said, yeah, no problem. We booked the appointment. I went, me and Queen's dad, he was in there, and they was really asking me questions like, you know, how you feeling? Have you been depressed? They gave me a little survey to fill out on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how depressed are you? Are you depressed? How many times a day? They was literally giving me a psych evaluation right then and there. How you love that? Mood swings. Emotional. I mean, pregnancy and after your pregnancy. We call it postpartum distress after you had a baby. And if you guys want to chime in on this topic, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And if you listen to us live online and you in our chat room, all you guys do is just click on the register button. You take 2 seconds to build a profile so you can be able to chat or comment in the chat room. But I think it's so important for us to be honest, ladies, when we feeling down after we have our babies or while we're pregnant, because this will happen. And I'm going to give you a proper example, then I'm going to throw it back over to you, Linnea.
Okay.
I went to Burger King. I'm going to the drive-thru. I'm pregnant. I'm about 6 months pregnant, close to 7 months pregnant. I was like, okay, I want me a number one, a Whopper with cheese, extra mayo. And I specifically told them extra mayo. So I get to the window. I get my food. Something told me to check it. And there was no extra mayo on this burger. I was so upset that it was no extra mayo. I literally whipped around from the drive-thru to the front of the Burger King like I was the jump-out boy, past everybody in the line crying with a burger in my hand. And I was like, ma'am, all I asked for was a Whopper with extra mayo. I didn't get my extra mayo. I don't have time to be going through this. I barely got enough gas, and I just see my car's overheating. So I'm crying over a burger and not realizing what's happening. The lady that was looking at me, she was so mortified and concerned. She was like, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. We'll get you another burger. So the guy on the burger board must have heard me going off about the burger, and I guess he was making the burger as I was talking, because as soon as she turned around, he was like, here you go. It got extra mayo on. Yeah, the mail. And he was like, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Is anything else you want? You want a milkshake or something? And I'm like, I guess I'll take a strawberry. It was just crazy. But the people, everybody stopped at Burger King and was looking like, oh, my God. Like, she really is going off about extra mayo on a burger. It's comical to me now. I think it's funny, but it wasn't funny then, because those poor people were just looking at me like, I feel bad for you, and I feel bad for your child's father. Because you got to go back home with him.
Oh my gosh, the Whopper and the mayo.
Shout out to Burger King.
Right.
Thank you. Throw it over to you.
Okay, so what was your last question for me? Can you repeat that? Cause I know you asked me something, and I kind of.
Yeah, right. I'm scatterbrained. Oh, that's another thing, people. Scatterbrained as a mommy. Why are you pregnant?
Oh,
I got another story about that. Well, oh,
that's my favorite.
That's
my scatterbrain. That was my life right there. I forgot my daughter's name, my husband. Scatterbrain was me. I could not think straight. I couldn't. I didn't know where I was going. I asked a question, forgot to ask the question. I'm looking for stuff, forgot what I was looking for. Just scatterbrain. I could not remember anything. At school, I'm like, okay, what am I here for again? Okay, I'm doing hair, but your hairstyle, what was I doing? Okay. the teacher asking me questions. I'm like, can you repeat that? I don't remember what you just said. It was scatterbrain. Oh, my, it is real. It is real. I was like, you know what? I can't remember anything. And me even trying to think about something, I couldn't even think about it. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But I remember a moment where, oh, my goodness, my daughter, we was at the doctor. We was at the doctor the first time, and she was getting her first checkup, and all of a sudden, she just starts going up out of her nose. And she couldn't breathe, and I just started bawling because I didn't know what to do, and I'm just looking at my daughter, looking helpless, and then my husband had to take her out of the room to go get the doctor because I was just sitting there bawling and crying. I'm like, oh my God, oh my baby! But it was just new mommy mood swings and everything. Another time, I came home like a raging bull because, you know the family always want to help. They always want to come and do this and that. Come on, let me hold her. Let me give her to me. My grandmother, she was just trying to take the baby from me. So I was like, if you don't get out of this room and let me take care of my child, okay, leave me alone. I'm resting. She's eating. Why won't you let me hold the baby? I want to get to know my daughter. Please let me get to know my daughter, okay? Thank you. Oh, man.
Can me and my baby, too? Family does.
Right.
Family does do that, and they want to hold the baby. And family, wash your hands. What is up with you people? Oh,
yes,
my
please.
God. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all want to, first of all, we don't want a lot of visitors when our baby first come home. Immediate family.
Yeah.
Don't be bringing Craig and Day-Day with you when you come over my house and my newborn is up in here. I don't know what they got, let alone the germs that they carry, but I'm talking about their spirits, too, because, you know, people carry demons with them. We don't need that, okay? This is a newborn here. And as the mama bear, we're going to protect even Papa Bear. You know, he can only do but a minimum around the baby. Because we be on it. But family, it's nothing personal. I'll send you a picture. I'll post it on Facebook. Just appreciate that until our babies get a little bit, their immune system gets stronger and they get older. It's not that we don't want you to see our babies. We don't want you to affect our babies. I'm going to say it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, even with that, I would make people wash their hands, even if they went outside for a second just on their cell phone. My sister was coughing a little bit when she was coming to see I was talking to her on the phone, and she was like, oh, I think I'm getting the cold, but I'll be over there tomorrow to come and see the baby. I said, no, you won't. She was like, what? I was like, no, Ruby, you is sick. You got to get better. You done told me you was sick. I hear the coughing. I'm thinking about the germs and the snot. I don't think so. No.
Yeah,
and she was mad at me. Yeah, it wasn't going to work out. She was mad at me at first, but she understood later why. And I was really very, very, very sensitive, and I'm still sensitive about my daughter and my mood swing, scatterbrain. My son had got a really good report card at the first semester of the year, and I took him to the mall to celebrate. How about, and this was even before I had the baby, I was still pregnant. This was in October. How about we get in the mall, we going around the mall, girl, we done went to store after store, we done ate, sat down and ate, everything is fine. It's time for me to go, and I'm like, where's my keys? Where's my keys? Oh, my God. Now I got to walk 9 months pregnant back to Tacoma Mall. You know, it did me some justice, mm-hmm. but I was tired, and, you know, I got to walk back to all the stores that we went through. I ended up going to guest services. How about my keys was at guest services? But the person who found my keys left a sticky note on it and says, found in the parking lot in the door of a Ford Taurus. I left my
keys inside
the car door in a mall parking lot. I should have just put a note on it and said, take the car.
All right. Thank you, God. Right there.
Thank you, God. Because if I was back home in Jersey, that car would have been gone. But thank God I live over here in Washington, and I live in Utah.
Right.
And nobody didn't steal my car.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, the last past couple of months is when I really started realizing I started getting my memory back. Like, I had so much scatterbrain and memory loss. I don't remember what all happened during that time. It was just hectic.
I caught a mood swing because somebody breath stank while I was pregnant, and it made me nauseous.
Oh.
I was at work, and a customer came in, and he smelled like hot bologna and onions.
Oh.
And it was horrible. And I got so mad. I was actually sniffing around the store to find this person. Like, why? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Mommy Ma Mondays. I got my special guest co-host live in the building with me, Linnea. Big shout out to all the happy moms today. Big shout out to all the moms that woke up motivated and who is making moves out there. We love happy moms.
Mm-hmm.
We love happy moms. And we definitely want to encourage
mommy.
You guys on the day to be happy moms. Yeah, happy moms. We're going to take another music break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more on this mood swings, because mood swings can make you do some crazy stuff, like child support. Let's get to this hot song right here called Child Support. This artist sent me the song, but I don't know who they are, but I do have the title of this song, but y'all going to love this. It's hot. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Like we're her system and I don't care if she know it. And I'ma keep on walking around here with this chip on my shoulder. Cause I'm mad at the way you tried to play me when you left me. She said, boy, I ain't gon' lie. You had me standing breathless. I guess this is the only way for me to try to get some payback. Cause I used to see it. Told her I was gonna leave. And she looked at me and she said, if I ain't with you, I'ma put you on house support. Oh, 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 baby. Child support, oh, now. That's why it's cheaper to keep her.
Well, I guess it is cheaper to keep it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Mommy Mob Monday show. I got my special co-host live in the building with me. Linnea's live in the building with me. We're getting it in on mood swings. And I just thought about that, too. Mood swings and child support. I wonder how many men have been put on child support because of mood swings. Linnea, you want to comment on that?
Well, I haven't really had to deal with child support, so I don't really know how the process goes. I don't know about that one.
I don't even believe, well, for me personally, because I guess because I come from a strong line of women and I'm very independent, I don't believe in child support. My reason for not believing in child support, and I've been plenty mad at my child's father, is just irritated with him. And most likely, a lot of times I was irritated with him because I love him. And he was trying to do something nice, or he was trying to do what I asked him to do. He just wasn't doing it the way that I wanted him to do it. And I was aggravated. But coming down to, you know, if you guys are not together, I don't necessarily think child support is needed. For one, child support wasn't there when we was making that baby. So ain't no need for me to call child support up. And another thing that I come to realize, too, all you ladies that's receiving assistance and getting that extra support until you can get back on your feet, when you get on cash benefits, they ask you for the child's father name, which is fine. But then what they're doing is they're asking you for his name because they're automatically putting him on child support. So in order for you to get that TANF, those TANF benefits, he is automatically going on child support whether you're doing it or not because they're doing it. So, and then they'll send you a letter stating, or they'll ask you right then and there for his name, his address, his birthday, his social security number, what's his mama blood type. You know, they want everything. I'm not saying that a man shouldn't be held accountable for that baby. He should be personally, financially, and physically responsible for that child as much as you. Welfare is not here to take care of your kids. Welfare is not your baby, your child's father. But the thing that happens with child support is they start garnishing his wages. Most likely he's already financially supporting him. They start garnishing his wages. And also, I think if they're not current with their child support, they'll suspend their license. The driver's license. Somewhere, if some place where you live at, you need a license to drive around. How is he going to get back and forth to work if his license has been suspended because of back child support? I know they do that over in Jersey.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot, and then, and you got to think about it. That little, $306 that they're going to give you in cash a month, or that little $233 that they're going to give you in cash a month, if you break $233 down, let me get my calculator out. I want to see, because that's, $10 a day, but $233 a day, that's not even $100 a week.
Wow.
It didn't work out at the end of the pregnancy. Y'all split up for whatever the reason, but you need to be able to communicate with your child's father and say, you know what, and ask God to mend your heart. Because that yeah. hurts when you break up with somebody you love and you having a baby. You want to have a family with them. But yeah. ask God to mend your heart for the benefit of the relationship. And we're talking about mood things here. Because the reason why you're feeling some type of way is because of your mood. And because of the mm-hmm. decision that you made and he made together. But before you start putting, you know, bringing the whole child support, start bringing an outside person or outside a government agency into your bond, your relationship, let's think about it, ladies. We can be like, look, I need to talk to you. And talk with some respect. Brothers, y'all talk with some respect too with each other. Say, look, I know we not together. Or, you know, look, I know you're not working right now or whatever, but I want to sit down with you to come up with a plan for the benefit for our child. If we ain't together, we need to co-parent. If we don't have a relationship, we need a co-parent relationship. Let's have the best mm-hmm. co-parent relationship there is.
That's true.
I think that's important. True.
It's very important.
I'm going to throw it over to you, Naya.
I said it's very important to have a father in a child's life because a father is a huge influence. So if you can find any type of way to work it out, put your emotions aside and work it out because it's not about you anymore. It's about the baby. It's about mm-hmm. what you guys are going to do to grow that seed that you guys have made. You know, it's an innocency. They don't know nothing. They don't know your problems. They don't know what you guys have gone through, what you guys said to each other. All they have is a mindset of, oh, mommy, oh, there's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's very important. Like, if you don't have to do child support, don't do child support. Work it out. And the father has to keep his word. If he said he's going to do something, do it. So it doesn't have mm-hmm. to come down to the child support.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom, you shouldn't want to keep the child away because you still have feelings for the dad, and he doesn't want to do what you want him to do. It's not going to work out that way. So you have to really put your emotions aside and work it out and pray on it. God will get you through no matter what you're going through. God is the main thing in your life that's going to help you settle your emotions. Whew, I'm out of breath. I've been walking around talking, so forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I really have to say about that. That speed, it's just a beautiful thing. Go ahead.
No, it's so fine. Our emotions get to us. We get.
Mm-hmm.
We can go from happy to angry to crying in 2 minutes. And we know it. Like,
yeah.
We don't know why. And you know, I want to help you know, the father's out some right now. I want to help y'all out a little bit because some things we say to y'all, like, I wish you would die. We don't
mm-hmm.
wish you to die. I mean, I hate him. I don't care what happens to him. I don't want to talk to him. Or, you know, we won't answer our phones or whatever the case may be. Listen, have some patience. That's all I can say.
Yep.
It is a lot of work growing a human. It's lots of work growing a human. And it's nothing personal against you when we're going through our episodes and when we're going through our moods. We don't even know what's happening to us. Our body is being taken over by a little baby. We get our energy sucked out. We don't know what to do. And then, you know, we start having some insecurities. I'm getting bigger. I haven't had enough energy to do my hair. Adiva ain't put a little lip gloss on. My lip gloss ain't popping no more. You know, we start feeling insecure about ourselves, but we need y'all the most at that time. We need y'all to say, you know what, honey, it's going to be okay. You look beautiful. You are beautiful because you bring forth life. Do you know how beautiful you are?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're going to say, oh, you just saying that because you love me. You just saying that because you're my baby father. And it's not true. Try to have some patience with us because it's hard on you guys as well. And y'all started to realize y'all pregnant with us. Just because you're not, your belly is not growing, you're pregnant right along with us. You are facing some jitters too, being a new father, being nervous, thinking about if you're going to be a good dad, being able to provide for the baby, being able to provide for the mother. They have mood swings too, ladies. we need to realize that they have mood swings too, but having a bond is so important. Because like Linnea said, it's not about us after the. It's not about us. It's about the baby. It's so important, and keeping that God aspect, keeping God in our relationships, keeping God in our bonds. I thank God, and I am a witness. Me and my child's father are so much more closer, and it's because we kept reading that word daily. Every day that I was pregnant, he sent me scriptures through my phone. I read from my women's Bible. We talked about God. We talked about Jesus' characteristics. We talked about love and the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, my God. I learned about the fruit of the Spirit. All this time,
yes.
I didn't even know this scripture was in there. But I learned about
wow.
the fruit of the Spirit. And yeah, I didn't know. I've heard of it, but I've never read that particular scripture, the fruit of the Spirit. And it's just a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. But, you know,
yeah.
at the end, you got to stay prayed up. You got to stay prayed up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the harm, the hurt that mood swings can cause. And then we're going to go into another music break because I want to play some Mary J. Blige. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige. I love you. I love her life. She knows a lot about emotions. Mary done went through it. Gotta love Mary.
Yeah. She can sing it through.
Yes. Yes. You listen to a Mary J. Blige, you're going through some pain, girl, you'll be good by the end of the album. I swear, because you done felt so many emotions. You're going to be
right.
You're going to be empowered by the time you finish with Mary. But let's talk about, you know, the damage
the
that these mood swings can cause. Mood swings. First one, anger.
Oh, my
anger
goodness.
Can cause you to become violent. And not
yes.
just violent towards your child's father, but violent towards your children. Violent
mm-hmm.
towards your family. Violent towards your coworkers. Violent towards yourself. It's very important that we take the time out to take a pause. You need to learn how to reset your moment at that time. You feel a mood swing, you get angry, you take the time out to catch yourself and say, you know what, I need to press the reset button. I need to reset these emotions because this is going to take me somewhere where I don't want to go. I'm going to end up in jail or I'm going to cause harm to my family, physical harm that cannot be replaced. And I'm going to throw it over to you.
Oh, man. So, yeah, anger takes a lot of energy out of yourself and people. When you're angry, it's just like red lights all over the place. But a time when I was very frustrated, it was during school. And one thing that I don't really like negativity or, like, gossip. So it's like this girl at school was just going back and forth. Telling everybody her problem, but she didn't go to the person that she had the problem with. So, you know, I'm just sitting there making my color, and she just keeps talking. Like, I'm in the same spot, and everybody that keep walking up, she keeps talking to. So I'm like, okay, Lord, should I say something? She's bothering me. She's not telling the person. She's just going around talking. So I'm, like, praying. And then I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to just let her know because, you know, gossip, it's poison. So let's destroy it right now. So I'm like, why don't you just go and talk to her about the problem instead of telling everybody else I cannot help the problem? And then she just looked at me like, no, it's fine. No, go and talk to them. They're right there. They are right there. Go talk to them. They will be happy to help you. If it doesn't work out, then just leave it alone. Okay? All right? Because you tell me everybody else ain't going to work out. She can't help you. She can't help you, but there she is right there. And, hey, just left it at that. Went on about my business. All I know is that I felt great. I felt peace. I destroyed that seed. Anger, you will not, you know, I am not going to let it grow. But anger, I'm trying to think of another time. Where I think I cried a lot more during my pregnancy than got angry. My grandmother, my grandmother usually was calm this time. Usually she always had something to say, talk about. No, she, during my pregnancy, she wasn't trying to have it, but thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's all I got to say. It got me through. What about you, Ebony? Besides your Whopper moment, what else happened?
I'm going to keep it real with you guys. And you know what? Let me go into this music break first, because what I'm about to tell y'all, it needs some music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B.
Let's move it.
Yes. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You know, I'm tuning in live to the Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, if you are listening live from the chat room, can now... there were some people who said they couldn't register. They have the option to register in the chat room. The chat room is back open. Refresh your page and try the option now to sign in so you can be able to type in the chat room. So guest 1672 and guest 1802, just refresh your page and then use the option now to go ahead and register and make a profile. It takes about 2 seconds so you can be able to type in the chat room. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into some Mary J. Blige roses, because it ain't all roses.
See, today I'm having one of them days where I just don't want to be bothered. But it seems like you can't understand that, because it's your way or no way. But check this out. It's my way today. And I'm really, really sick and tired if you stepping into my little box when I just don't want to be bothered, okay? So check this out. I've had my way, and I've had my share of ups and downs. I've been in trouble, and I couldn't tell my ups and downs. I've been your baby, and I don't know why it don't seem like that no more. Welcome to this new definition of love. ask me how good it is, it's great, it's love is great. But when you just a mess yourself, it ain't gonna be all roses. Cause you just want your time, you wanna be selfish. You know, you don't want nobody messing with you. You just wanna rip somebody's head off when they trying to step to you with some, oh, you need some help, all you need is to figure it out. You figure it out. You figure it out. You go figure it out. You suck it up.
Right there with roses. Sometimes I need a hug. Yeah, sometimes I need a hug, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Sometimes Diva need a hug. It's now tuned in live. The Diva Spot Radio is Mommy Ma Mondays, where the show we for all mothers who stay motivated and making moves. Mothers motivated, making moves. This is your girl Diva Ebony B. I got my special co-host live in the building. Linnea is live up in this thing with me. Big shout out to Black and Keep It Moving Radio. We definitely appreciate you tuning in live from the chat room. Big shout out to Jamie as well. She has always been a wonderful and devoted and loyal supporter of Diva Spot Radio. So big shout out to you, Queen. She's an excellent mother as well. And we get in on this topic about mood swings. Now, we talked about mood swings and child support. And I was saying to Linnea, I wonder how many dudes got put on child support. Because
probably
of a mood
a lot.
Swing. And
it's always high
much.
Emotions.
It's always high emotions. And then it took
Then you have your family members pushing it on you. But have you ever have you ever seen a woman get put on child support?
Oh yeah.
That's unusual.
I've seen a woman get put on child support. Exactly. People look at that as being unusual because they, you know, I guess they think that when the mother has the baby that, you know, it's always a full-time mother or a single mother and never a single father. So I know a couple of single fathers put their baby mama on child support.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And there's women out here who've been put on child support, even put on child support by the grandmothers who take care of the babies, the sisters who take care of the babies. But then it brought me back to what Mary J. Blige was saying. It's like, oh, you need some help. You need to figure it out. That right there, telling a pregnant woman, or telling a woman who just had a baby, when she have a mood swing, to figure it out. Yeah.
It's hard.
That ain't going to work out for you. It's hard to figure it out. I don't even know what I'm supposed to figure out. I'm growing a human. I don't know what to figure
Taking
out.
All your energy.
All your energy. Yeah. All your emotions. Now, we talked about that, and now we're talking about mood swings and anger and how it can be, how it can turn into a disaster. And before I went to the music break, I told y'all I was going to tell y'all about my mood swings and anger. While I was pregnant, I was working part-time at Fuego in the mall as a supervisor, the day supervisor. So, of course, I had associates coming over that I was overseeing and making sure that they was on time, they was doing their tasks. And all of that, and I'm going to read some of these comments, too, in a second, because Jamie is typing in there. But this one particular associate kept showing up late to work. Now, remind you, I'm working part-time at the mall, and I'm doing the show part-time. So when I leave from the mall, I'm going straight to the studio to do the show. She kept showing up late when it was time for me to leave. The office, she was just late, period. So one day, she came in late and was like, oh, Ebony, I'm so sorry. And I knew she was getting blasted the night before, you know, being drunk, that's your business. Out of nowhere, I was like, look here, you got one more time. I forgot that she was a grown woman. I said, look here, you got one more time to be late. And I'm not talking about 5 minutes, 2 minutes. You could be 1 minute late, and I'm sending you back home. I said, it is not fair for somebody to have to sit around and wait for your grown behind to be up in here on time. I said, you on time for your check, ain't you? Well, you be on time for this shift. And another thing, don't be coming up in here smelling like raw onions, smelling like backyard boogie. We do customers. We get people coming in our stores and you smelling like what? Like somebody that hit it and quit it. And she was just like, she never seen me talk that way or act that way, but it's my emotions, and I really wanted to just choke her ass out right there on the floor. But I didn't do that. I tried to keep it professional. You see, I saw myself choking her as I was talking to her. But yeah, I was on my job. I had to realize that you're a supervisor. You need to be approachable. And you need to handle this in a professional manner. But my anger got to me, and I'm cussing her out. And after I cussed her out, I told her I'm going on break early at that. So I wanted to say what Jamie is typing in the chat room. She says, I'm having to go the route with my baby daddy. He chose to walk away and decided not to do anything for his children. It's been over a year now. I've tried to talk to him and figure something out, but I refuse to deal with verbal abuse, so I stopped. He hardly has anything to do with his children. On top of it, my son has no clue who he is. It's selfish for anyone to do a child like that. Jamie, you're right. You are definitely right that, you know, it's selfish for somebody to not want to be in a child's life. Do you guys stay in the same state? You know, are you guys accessible to one another? And I can understand not taking verbal abuse. Nobody should be verbal abused. Nobody should be abused, period. But after whatever, right, when somebody is not communicating with you or not being supportive of your children, and, you know, he has to have somewhere in his heart somewhere that he want to see his kids. I don't know if he calls or if y'all talk or whatever, but you got two kids by him, and for him to have a daughter and a son, he has to, it's somewhere in him that he got to want to see his kids. And some people are not like that, but you know what? You keep praying on it. You got to take it to God. That's one thing I had to take my child's father. I had to take him to God. I had to pray. I said, God, whatever he is facing, whatever he needs to be delivered from, and whatever he needs to be healed from, God, heal him. God, heal him. I kept praying. I said, God, bless him. Bless his heart. Bless his mind. Bless his soul to be a great father. I wasn't asking for no husband. I wasn't asking for none of that. I said, God, I was not being selfish in my prayers. I said, God, let him be a wonderful father to my daughter. Give him the tools that he needs. Give him the knowledge that he needs, the wisdom, the strength that he needs. Let me be able to hold my tongue. Because if you say something too wrong, I'm a Pisces. I'm going to tell y'all one thing. I've been and went up top. And I have to watch myself. That's probably why I don't be around a lot of people now. Because if you hurt my feelings and you stand in front of me and I'm trying to warn you and tell you, like, look, you need to go ahead. You need to go ahead and just bounce and go somewhere with yourself. And you keep talking junk, I'm like, pull the gloves out of your head. I ain't going to lie. I'm crazy.
You know I love you. It is hard. It's hard when everything don't work out the way you want it to work out. It's hard when it's not in your control. I feel sometimes as women, we like to have everything in control. We like to have it all together. We like to keep it all in order. But once we get out of order, it's like, oh, my goodness, what is going on over here? What are you doing over there? No, you need to come back over here and get it right. No, this ain't going to work for me. And sometimes we like to cut them out, keep them in, just try to figure it out. But those moments, it's like it's all in God's hands. We got to just give it all to God. But
we do have to relax.
Yep.
It affects the
mate, too. Go ahead.
No, our mood swings affect the baby in the inside. Yeah. And then when the baby comes out, the baby is fussy. The baby is hurting. The baby is going through. That baby does feel everything that we feel when the baby is in the inside. So when you cry, the baby cries. When you hurt me, the baby is hurting. And the baby is going to be very emotional and difficult to be able to maintain when the baby comes out. That's why I try to make it my business to be as happy as I could. throughout my pregnancy. Besides, at the end of my pregnancy, when I felt like a watermelon was just about to drop out of the JJ, it was horrible. Oh, I had mood swings then. I was so mad. Just imagine going to sleep and waking up. Black got out of here when I started talking about the JJ. Black was like, no, she's talking about the vagina. Listen, there's nothing worse then going to sleep and waking up with a sore vajayjay because your thighs have got so big that it's crushing your vajayjay, or the baby is dropped down low so she's sitting right on your cervix. That hurt.
Yes, it does.
I just had flashback. Let me get some happy music right now. Let me get it. I need something happy to bring me back.
It's
that
just
brought me
like
down.
Music. Ooh. Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Unto the music, baby.
Music
like
makes a
jam.
Happy day.
Jam. Get funky, funky, funky.
Mm. Music makes
so
the
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And shut my eyes. Your music
makes me
want to
sing.
The music
is
a joy
to
bring.
Music is my heart. It's
more
so
precious,
more precious.
Southern.
Yeah, you got to find your happy place. That's my happy place. I'm back.
Ebony, you're hilarious. I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too. Lene, I got a question for you, and it's going to be funny too. And have you ever, because you're a woman of God, and you and your husband is a woman of God, big shout out to Terrell. Big shout out to Jess Praise. Jess Praise? Big shout out to him. Have you ever, because you guys visit a lot of churches, and have you ever been mad? Have you ever had a mood swing in church, like you was mad at somebody in church, let alone while you was pregnant after you had your baby? Has there ever been a person in church that you just want to say scripture or down? You know, you
let me see. You know what? I don't think I have. I haven't really, during that time, I don't think I really went to any different churches, too many places, like, I'm trying to think. The only thing I can think about is, it's not a church, it's being at home at my grandparents' house. My little brother, he always likes to play basketball in front of the TV. And, you know, I want to sit down, relax, watch some TV in the living room. And then here he comes with his little basketball and the laundry basket that he plays in, just hooping right in front of the TV. I'm like, man, just move over. Just don't play basketball right now. And I'm just trying to be as calm as possible. And I just take the ball and just throw it. Just, I'm done. No, move,
just
get out of my way.
It.
I'm done talking to you right now. I'm trying to watch this show, and you pooping right now. So that's the only time I can really think of that I want to really just all the time. That's the only time I can think of.
Besides that, church,
no.
Go ahead. No. You go ahead, finish.
Oh, I was done. That's my little brother. That's the only one I could really see just driving me. But I love him. I love my little brother. I support his basketball.
I mean, as a mom, and we talking about mood swings, you know, you can feel happy 1 minute, but let's talk about motivating good mood swings. You want to motivate good mood swings, you know, and the mood swing is to be happy, to get energy, to feel energetic. We got to start feeling good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mothers, I think we get so caught up in what we see around us, and we get so caught up in the so-called hype that we don't realize that we are the besties smoking, especially being pregnant, because we bringing a life into this world. We can't let ourselves get, and also when we bring a life into this world, we maintain a life, we take care of the life. But we are so important and we have so much value because we bring in forth life. This is a miracle. You know, and that should motivate us. I'm really carrying a baby. I'm really, God chose me. Getting pregnant is not, nobody gets pregnant by accident. Let me put that out there, too. This is Diva's opinion. No one gets pregnant by accident. It was by God's design for you to be pregnant and to be bringing forth a child.
Mm-hmm.
You have been chosen. This is a wonderful blessing. This is an honor for you to have this.
I
love my daughter. I'm so blessed for my daughter. In spite of what you're going through, let's talk about motivating some positive mood swings. Early in the morning, when you wake up, first thing you say is, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. You got
mm-hmm.
another day. Thank you, God, for letting me smile this crusty smile. Thank you, Lord, for letting me wake up. You didn't have
mm-hmm.
to. Thank you, Lord, and I'm still here with my kids, my child. He didn't have to. Then get yourself some healthy food for your spirit. I would say get you a woman's Bible. Get you a daily Bible, a devotion word. And if you didn't read it that morning, okay, read it that night. If you don't read it that night, okay, read it the next day. I kind of realize how complex we can make it as women, how our
mm-hmm.
emotions and our emotion can throw us off track. And we always talking about what we didn't do and ain't paying attention to the stuff that we have done.
Yep.
Feed your
for
spirit.
The present.
Mm-hmm. Feed your spirit is so important. When your spirit woman is up and strong, your physical woman can't do nothing with us because it's a constant battle.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit woman and your physical woman is constantly battling every day. Your physical woman is the flesh. She's always battling with your spiritual woman. Where do you think your joy, your happiness, your content, your strength, your determination, your will, where do you think that come from? That doesn't come from your physical woman. Your physical woman just want to reap the benefits. She's selfish. She does nothing but complain and doubt.
Yep. The physical just want to take over. And once you realize that the physical is always the one that's harvesting and always complaining or always want to go through the emotions, once you understand that, it is so much easier for you to be like, okay, it's just an emotion. I'm just
mm-hmm.
not even get into the emotion. I'm going to think happy thoughts. I'm going to think of things that are going to make me happier and be uplifting at this moment, because that emotion right there is only going to take me down or destroy me. You know, once you understand that physical, that flesh, it starts to get easier because you're just giving it to God, making it smoother, clearer for yourself. Sometimes it's hard, but once you just get that understanding that the flesh has always wanted to bring you down, destroy, it just starts working like clockwork. Okay, that's an emotion. Okay, that's anger. Why am I angry? What triggered it? You know,
mm-hmm.
start reflecting on those emotions. Start studying it. And then once you understand what triggered it, pray about it and then let it go.
Whew. Let it go. Blow it out. You better blow that thing out, girl. Blow it out. Let it go. Because if you harbor that pain like Bathsheba harboring, just sad. Oh, God. Oh, just, girl, let's come up out of it. Let's be happy, Mom, today. Now that you have fed your spirit, get some good food in you, too. Let's not be eating Big Macs early in the morning, okay? That's not going to work out. You know, you talk about, oh, my God, I got fat. Of course we're getting bigger. And this was something that Queen Father had to tell me. He said, honey, of course you're getting bigger. You're growing a baby. He said, what did you think was going to happen? Like, he would do this every time. I would be like, oh, my God, I'm getting fat. And, you know, I need to go on a diet. I'm looking up pregnant women's diets. Ain't a such thing as a pregnant diet. I was going through. But you got to be able to get some healthy food early in the morning. My favorite food when I woke up every morning was fresh fruit. Fresh fruits and egg or waffle. Fresh fruits and a brand muffin. I love that. I want that right now, as a matter of fact. When I get off the show, I'm going to go and get it just because. I want the fresh fruit and a muffin.
Apple juice. Yes. Nice and crisp. Oh, I love me some apple juice when I was pregnant.
Don't be having a big old steak and, you know, don't have dinner for breakfast. You want to be able to eat some food that's going to keep you motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want something that's going to, you're going to eat and you're going to get tired and lay back down. You ain't even get up and shower. You ain't even wash your face. You ain't even brush your even teeth. Your mouth. What is that? Why do you smell like that? What is that? Get motivated. Because I think as soon as we find out we're pregnant, we're like, oh, I can't do that. You ain't even 2 days pregnant yet. You talking about you can't do this. Shut it out.
Oh, that was the hard part for me. I couldn't do anything as much as I wanted to. Everybody's like, no, you need to rest. I'm like, no, I just want to keep going. Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
It just hit me. Like, you know what? I'm pregnant. I need to rest. I am feeling so tired right now. Oh, my gosh. Man, especially during school, man, I just wanted to keep going. I did not want to stop, but it just hit me like, uh-uh. He's getting heavier. I'm getting heavier, and I'm moving slower. This is not going to work for me.
Yeah, when those leg cramps come into play, I became anemic when I was pregnant. You get tired. I think I got every pregnancy symptom there was. Sensitivity to light.
Wow.
Leg cramps, nausea. My blood pressure went up. I was in and out of the hospital twice because of my blood pressure caused severe migraine. I really had to stop. Back pain. I went through it. Flew it, do it, to it. I was done. This little infant was kicking my butt.
Wow.
And you have to rest. And then there's a whole bunch of people around you to say, lay down, get some rest. That would trigger a mood swing. You lay down. You go to sleep. I don't care, infant. I don't tolerate someone to tell me to take a nap. You take a nap. What I look like.
Right.
But you gotta feel good.
Once you embrace it, it feels great. Oh, can I get some juice? Can you bring me some juice? Can you bring me some McDonald's? Can you bring me something? Oh man,
yep.
I love my husband. He took care of me, man.
Amen.
I wanted something right there. I need some more water, babe. All right, honey, I'm gonna get it for you. And my daughter. Oh, my God.
And they love it, too.
And my little
like,
one.
They start including the baby. They be like, I'm going to get it for you and the baby. You know,
be
like, word? What about me? You too, boo-boo. Right. With you and the baby. I got to make sure my baby eat. I got to make sure my baby good. And you feel some type of way about that, too. Like, wait a minute, what happened? What?
Right.
You're
talking
about the baby. You're talking about me. What about me? You got to feel good about yourself, man. You got to take the time out to feel good about yourself. Let's get into a music break. I'm going to play a double play, and then we're going to come back and wrap the show up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Thing. You're now tuned in live to Mom and Mom Mondays with my special co-host, Linnea Taylor is live in the building with us. We definitely turning up on this mood swings. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or listen to us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's get to some Mary J. Blige. Feel good.
I feel too damn good. I feel too damn good. Hipping in my heels with such swagger. Fellas, how are you?
Fellas, how are you?
Debonair, sexy with so much charm.
Yeah.
destined for greatness. No stress, cause His grace is sufficient. For our strength, He's made perfect in our weakness. With that said, now tell me, what can be done? We're throwing old late nights at the corner store, trying to stack green and sure, and you can't kill the boy. God loves ya.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready, let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
It's Diva Spot Radio. You're now tuning in live to Mommy Mom Mondays, Motivated Mothers Making Moves. This is your girl, Diva Ebony Thing. I got my special co-host live in this thing with me, Linnea. Linnea is live in this thing. The queen is over there, too. I hear you, Mama. We just played a double play, Mary J. Blige, I Feel Good. And that was another one by Jess. Praise God. Loves ya. Hey, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout out to everybody that's showing us love on Facebook and Twitter. We see you guys. We appreciate your reposts and we appreciate your retweets. And if you want to be a special guest co-host on Mommy Mom Mondays, all you got to do is hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/DivaMaryKay, or hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's facebook.com/DivaMaryKay, or at on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Linnea, I'm going to throw it over to you, babe.
I want to give a shout-out to Ebony for having me on here. Excuse me. Give a shout-out to my...
Linnea, my bad. You just got blank. I couldn't hear you, I think. It's a glitch in the matrix. While we wait for Linnea to get herself together and get back with us, I wanted to go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me? Oh, goodness. Sorry. My phone was on mute.
Yeah, touch screen.
I was saying I give a shout out to you. Thank you, Ebony, for having me on here co-hosting. I want to give a shout out to my family, Liana and Terrell Taylor, and everybody that came on the show today. It was awesome. Thank you so much. Man, I really appreciate it.
That's what's up. I wanted to read this comment. It's a powerful comment by Jamie in the chat room. It says, I forgot to mention he's trying to claim my kids aren't his now, but it is what it is. They have me, and I pray to God for the strength and wisdom to get them through all this, especially my oldest. But I'm on my way to getting on my feet, and I refuse to quit. Go ahead, girl. I refuse to quit. This for you, Jamie.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah,
girl, that's right. You refuse to quit. It's all about mothers making it happen. It's mothers making, motivated mothers making moves. You know, we're not carrying that bitterness. We're not carrying that anger. We're not carrying madness into this 2014 and beyond. We're not carrying that. We got things that we are doing, and we are proud of ourselves. This was all about motivating one another and giving each other a chance. I'm going to go ahead and take you out of church. Let's take them to church real fast. Let's take them to church.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pastor's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong. Well, shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church. Hey,
take them to church, man. I've been reading in my women's devotional. It's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible, and I've had it years. It's been such a blessing to me. And it goes by weeks. It has a topic each and every week, and you can read this. It's a yearly Bible. But this week, week four, is all about self-esteem. Week four is all about self-esteem, and I think it's so important that we talk about self-esteem. And the scripture comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. It says, so God created man in his own image. And here's a little inspirational word for you guys. It says, have you ever stood looking in the mirror and wondered, who in the world am I? How did I get here? Why am I here? And why in the world did God create me? Am I special to anybody? Who hasn't asked those questions or those kinds of questions? We ask them because we want to understand our purpose in life, our place, or our worth. We each yearn for a sense of belonging, a sense of worth, and it's a sense of belonging and a sense of worth. It's not uncommon for an adopted child to seek the natural parents, even after being raised in a loving environment. Why? Because humans want to belong. We want to know from whom we came. We want to feel good about ourselves and to know that others feel the same about us. We want to know that we do matter, that our lives is worthwhile and have directions. Before you can figure out where you're headed, it helps to know where you come from. Knowing that there is an awesome God who created you in his image stimulates a proud feeling. The thought of how phenomenal you are because of the blueprint that was used to create you is overwhelming. Nothing that you were born with is accidental. I have an unusual birthmark between my nose and my lips. In the winter, it gets darker, and it gets lighter in the summer. Most people mistake the birthmark for lipstick. It's quite noticeable, and I always attract attention. I'm not sure why God gave it to me, but since he did, I know that it was uniquely and wonderfully placed on my face and has a specific purpose. So the next time you stand looking in the mirror and ask, who am I? You can joyously respond by saying, I am a creation of a perfectly awesome God who made me in his image for a purpose, physical flaws and all. Indeed, I do matter, and I am worthwhile. Here's the application. We got to give y'all some homework. In order to have positive self-esteem, which equates to a positive self-image, you must understand who you are. Take a moment to meditate on an image of an awesome, wonderful God making and shaping you to be just exactly as you are. Write down five characteristics, features, or emotions that God made unique to you. Then give some thought to realizing and fulfilling the purpose. And we pray, Father, you made me in your image, perfectly and wonderfully. Help me to know that deep down in my spirit and soul, I also know that you created me for a purpose. I ask that you reveal the purpose to me, Lord. Help me to understand who I am. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Wasn't that good? To talk about
self-esteem. Yeah.
Was that good? That was good. That was nice.
That was
somebody was touched by that. Thank you, Lord.
They are.
Thank you.
Thank God.
I hope somebody was touched by that. Because sometimes I think we do get confused saying, who am I? And especially with all the stuff that's going on in the world and, you know, what is my purpose? Do I have work? But we got to realize, you guys, God made us in his image. That means I'm perfect. Even when you got those people that's pointing their finger, Yeah, even you got those people who's pointing the finger at you and the three fingers pointing back at them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfect. Don't put your finger
exactly.
at me. I'm perfect. Shout out.
Even when we look at ourselves, we got to know that we're perfect. There is nothing wrong with us.
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all. God made it how we want it.
I'll take that back. There's something wrong with some of you people out here. Look, Linnea loves, thank God for Linnea, because I'm going to say there's something wrong with some of you folks out here. But it's all right. We're praying for you. As you pray for me, I pray for you. As I witness to myself, as I witness to you, I witness to myself. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Boo shakalaka. Because some of y'all is weird, and y'all got issues, and y'all need prayer. But we have to wrap this thing up. I will thank you, Linnea, for coming through and, you know, being my guest co-host today. Y'all make sure y'all follow her. She is definitely doing big things. And before we get out of here, I'm going to let Linnea tell you guys about her company that she has and how to get in contact with her and all the great things about it.
So, well, right now I'm in a hair company. What I do is sell hair, and also with the selling hair, the best benefits is that we build a team where you can make a residual income while for $9.97 a month, which is amazing, like $9.97, and you can make your money back more than that in like less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
So what we do is, it's pretty awesome. $9.97 a month. And this is a billion-dollar industry. Like, if you do hair, if you have your own salon, and you don't really want to keep the stock of the hair, like the wavy, the curly hair, and you don't really want to handle all that, and you just want to sell the hair, this is perfect for salon owners or women that just wear weave all the time, and, you know, they're tired of not getting money from the hair that they're spending at the store. This company is perfect for you. This House of Beautiful Hair, and if you want to reach me, MySpace is MySpace. that's way back when, sorry. Facebook is www.facebook.com/LanayaDaniels, LanayaDaniels, or you can just call me at 206-856-6694 if you want more information. Now, it's amazing. It's blowing up all over. My team is doing great. We are expanding, and it's just awesome. Let's go. That's all I got to say. If you're ready to make some money, call me. Here we go.
Well, y'all heard it. Linnea, thank you so much. We want to encourage you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. Again, make sure you follow the show. If you're tuning in live online, click the follow button so you can stay updated on all the shows that we will be having that will be live on Mommy Live Mondays. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. We're about to get up out of here. I love you guys, and I appreciate all the support. Also, if you're archiving the show right now, you can comment at the bottom of the page. Leave your comment or any suggestions. Thank you, Jamie, for being in the chat room, all of our guests that call in on the call lines, all of our guests that's calling in, well, that's listening live online. Also, for all of you guys that's archiving the show right now. We out of here, y'all.